Did you know that what you say over yourself and your life has power? Your words have the power to create, whether it's building up or tearing down. In this episode, let's discuss how we can harness the power of the tongue to achieve our health and fitness goals. Thank you for listening to the Break Free and Get Fit podcast with me, your host, Dr. Janelle Taveras. This purpose-driven and powerful podcast will provide you with the necessary strategies and tools to break free from everything limiting your full potential to live a fit life. It's God's desire for you to be fit, healthy and whole, missing nothing. Jesus has already done his part. Now it's your turn to do your part to co-labor with him. Success in life doesn't happen by accident, but is a result of your day-to-day choices. Listen to every episode with an open heart and hear the voice of God speaking to you and guiding your next steps. Let's get into today's episode. I always say that we should be the greatest prophet in our own lives. No one should be speaking more into your life than yourself. What comes out of your mouth is like a seed that can take root and it will produce fruit of its kind. So what kind of words are coming out of your mouth? Before my fitness was transformed by the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit, I would say the most awful things over myself. I would be so hard on my physical appearance and literally curse myself and tear myself apart in front of the mirror. I would constantly say that I was fat or I felt fat, and that is exactly what I saw in my reality, even though this was really not the case. My words perpetuated my body dysmorphia and my poor self-image. And body dysmorphia is when you see yourself in a distorted way, like in those fun houses where they had mirrors that you would look and they'd make you look short and fat or make you look kind of wavy. You know, that's the lens I saw myself because I created this reality with my words. Now, Proverbs 18, 20 through 21 states that from the fruit of a man's mouth, his stomach is satisfied. He is satisfied by the yield of his lips. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Our words are like a seed that bears fruit. So we must watch what we choose to sow into our reality because there are consequences and we will reap what we sow. The Amplified Version says that a man will be satisfied by the consequences of his words and bear the consequences of their words. So clearly we know words have consequences when we declare them out loud. The consequences now can be positive or negative. In the Message Version, we further see these consequences explained. It says, words kill. Words give life. They're either poison or fruit. You choose. And I like this version because it emphasizes that we have a choice over the words we speak and declare over ourselves, over our situations, and even over others. I was recently looking back at photos from all the years past because I was cleaning out my Google Drive because it said I didn't have memory and it wasn't giving me my Gmail email. So I went back and I said, let me just take this time to just clear out the excess from my Google Drive. So I was going through all these photos from years past. And what I did see was a ton of photos of selfies in the mirror from different angles. And all those times that I was looking at myself, I was thinking about how fat I thought I looked. I was living bitterly and unsatisfied with my body image because I didn't use words to create a healthy atmosphere. And in reality, I was complaining about the body God gave me. And now looking back, I'm like, why would I get that wild idea that I was fat or I felt fat. And it was totally ridiculous. And now I know that maybe those thoughts initiated, not even from myself, but I took it, I received it, I let it sow into me. And therefore, I was speaking those things over me and perpetuating this negative cycle that became my reality. And it reminded me of the Israelites in the desert and how God freed them from the bondage of Egypt. And he demonstrated signs and wonders and miracles and all these wonderful experiences that the Israelites saw. But instead of being grateful for their freedom, grateful for seeing the hand of God in their life, they chose to complain. And even question why they were freed in the first place. And so I was just reflecting on how ungrateful I was. You know, I saw pictures of my two pregnancies and, you know, how healthy they were. I had healthy, natural deliveries and I bounced right back right away. My kids were healthy. And instead of focusing on this miracle that my body did, and all the wonderful health benefits and ability that my body was privileged to do, and thanking God through that, I was more concerned about how much weight I was gaining in my pregnancy and how quickly I could get it off. And I never want to be ungrateful like that again. And again, I'm getting emotional about it because I mean what I say. And not to say that I won't ever be grateful, but I flip it. And what I try to do is be as grateful as possible for everything that God is doing and allowing in my life. And this has been a strategy that I have used to help order my thoughts and change my perspective in the way I see the world. Also, being grateful is like a sift, like it's a good discernment because when I start to be grateful, I can see where maybe the enemy has sown words into my thought life that I have accepted as my own thoughts and they're really not. And so now knowing that, I can reject it. It's like I yank up that seed from the root and I toss it out of my life, right? Because when I look in the mirror, and it doesn't matter now if I'm achieving my weight goals, if I'm not, what size I am, even how I feel, I look in the mirror, and when those negative thoughts come, I can just identify like that's Satan because that's an ungrateful thought. I look in that mirror and I say, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am a masterpiece made by the master creator himself. I start to thank God for my health, for my ability, for my arms, my legs, my sight, my senses. And it just changes my focus, and all those negative thoughts just flee. And so I encourage you to use that strategy of gratefulness, appreciation for your body and all the things that it allows you to do, the ability to walk, to care for your children and your family, to cook, the energy that you have, and so much more. And every time I get sick, I am reminded to be thankful for my health every day because we tend to notice things more when we're not able to do them, when we're sick, when things go wrong, instead of just appreciating the moments when everything goes right and we take that for granted. We take for granted every day that we wake up without a cold, when we wake up healthy, when we sleep through the night well. And we have to pause and thank God for all those things because we see them as little because his hand is over us constantly. His mercies are renewed every day. But it is evidence of the hand of God in our lives because not everybody is able to appreciate that those small things, so those things that we see as small. This also helps me approach my fitness from a place of taking care of the body that God has given me, and in thankfulness and appreciation for my body, instead of a place of self-hate and punishment. And like I said before, I use those scriptures of identity and where God states who we are in Him to declare it over myself on a regular basis. And I suggest that you do the same. It's amazing and it's powerful. And I'll get into why the scriptures have power. So in Jeremiah 1, 9 through 12, the Lord says that He touched the mouth of Jeremiah and He put words in his mouth and gave him power and authority over nations and kingdoms to root out, pull down, destroy, throw down, build, and plant. And this is where I was saying, when we get those words, even prophetic words that are spoken over our lives that we perceive make us uncomfortable or make us confused, take it to the Lord, because these words may not be what God is saying. It may be a false prophet, or even somebody just speaking curses over your life or negatively over your life. What God is saying in Jeremiah is that we have the authority and the power to take those words, to uproot them, to cast them out of our lives. We do not have to believe everything that is said over our lives from others except God Himself. And this is why I say you should be the greatest prophet over your life. Some years ago, I was determined to read through the scriptures all the way through every year because I wanted to know exactly what God was saying. I wanted to know what's on God's heart, what's on His mind, what He says about me. I want to be obedient to His word, and I don't want anybody else speaking into my life saying, God said, because God can speak to me too. And so, if somebody speaks into my life and says, God said, now it's different because it's usually a confirmation of what I already know, or it aligns with what God has been saying to me. It's not a surprise. And I encourage everybody to do the same because it just closes that door of the enemy being able to speak and penetrate into our lives in a place that it will take root and affect us. Let me continue with Jeremiah 1, 9 through 12. So the Lord ends up saying to Jeremiah that he is ready to perform his word and establish it and make it come to pass. I had no idea of the power of my words and how it had that power to manifest in my reality in this realm of the earth. And you may be thinking, okay, this is starting to sound like The Secret or quote unquote manifesting, which manifesting is in the Bible. It is scriptural. However, it's been used in the New Age religion. And I'm going to show you how it's different for those that believe in Christ. And the main difference is that the source of power of this manifestation is Christ Himself. It's not our own power or our own will. The Lord says He is ready to perform His word. And so, this is why when we declare things, it should align with the word of God. It should not go against what God is saying. Holy Spirit of God, the same power that raised Christ from the dead is now alive in us. And that is our source of power. And these are the riches of our glorious inheritance of being co-heirs with Christ, sons and daughters of the Most High, of the Almighty God of the universe, creator of heaven and earth and all things in between. And so we harness this power by growing closer with God, growing closer in the same way we grow closer to any person. It's by spending time with God, spending time speaking to Him, spending time in prayer, in meditation of His word, reading His word, understanding His will, what's on His heart and what's on His mind. Right? And John 15, 7, it says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. How powerful is that? God gives us the power of the tongue so that we can ask him, so we can declare his will, and it will be done for us. But the key is abiding in him and knowing his will for our lives. And this is why I always emphasize too that it's God's will for us to be fit. And I repeat that because how do I know? It's in the scriptures multiple times. God wants us healthy. He wants us whole. He wants us fit in spirit, soul, and body. He wants us complete and missing nothing. It's in there when you read. And so once you know that fitness is God's will, you can stand on that truth. You can declare it over yourself and you can fight for that word to see it manifest in your life. And since we are essentially spirit living in a body with our soul, we are bound to both physical laws on earth and also spiritual laws established by God, our creator. Remember, I said that we are seated in heavenly places with Christ. This is where our spirit is and where we reign from. And so we are co-located. And so we need to know our natural laws, but also our spiritual laws. And so, the first step to knowing the spiritual laws and the desires God has for each and every one of his children is knowing the word of God and also understanding that, and this is really key here, okay? Everything in the natural was first conceived in the spiritual. Everything you see began in the invisible realm. So our words are vital because they have creative power. Our words have the ability to carry God's power and bring heaven to earth, which we have to watch our words because we can also have the power to tear down or destroy God's purposes and plans. If our words are in alignment with God's word, we can pray, declare, and decree these promises of God over our lives and circumstances in faith. But we need to be filled with God's word and read the Bible to know God's desires for each one of us. Reading God's word also fills us with hope and perseverance to continue praying, right? The spiritual world also functions outside of space and time, but we must continue to hold on to the promises of God with authority against all limitations until we possess the promises of God. And so you continue to speak life into your life, speak fitness into your life, speak health and healing into your life until it comes to pass. And so let's review the foundational principles that God has established in regards to the power of the tongue. In Matthew 16, 9, it says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. The keys that God has given us are the words that come out of our mouth to legislate and cause change to come. In Isaiah 55, 10 through 11, it says, For as the rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return empty, but it shall accomplish that which purpose and shall succeed in the thing which I sent. So God's word establishes this principle that word is seed and not just potential, but certainty to bring forth an effective result. So, like Jeremiah, when we speak the word of God, we're able to bring the will of God from heaven to earth in our lives, to our situations, and to the people around us for the glory of Jesus Christ. I also want to highlight the difference of the New Age manifestation, which does not involve the will of God, but focuses only on human will, on what a person desires, not what God desires for us. And that's why we see here in the scriptures the reference to water. We put seed in the ground, which are our words, but water is symbolic of the Holy Spirit, the dunamis power of God, which waters the word and makes it take effect. Again, we see that we are co-laboring with Christ when we declare the word of God and we do our part to declare the will of God. And he does his part to water that word and make it come to pass. And so with New Age, there is no Holy Spirit, there is no water helping that word come to pass. The source of power for New Age is self. And I'm going to be very clear here. There are two sources of power in this world. And so it's either going to be Holy Spirit power or it's going to be demonic and satanic power. It's going to be light or it's going to be darkness. There's no gray areas here. You have to believe the word of God, stand on it, and understand this principle because one day you're going to have to choose. You're going to sit in front of your creator and you're going to have to answer for the choices in your life. And when you are crystal clear, there is no gray area. There is no sitting on the fence. If you sit on the fence or you're in that gray area, you are operating in the wrong type of power. You have to be very clear. It's either the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, or it's demonic, satanic power, point blank. And I know this is a little harsh, but I also have to be accountable for everything that I say, and I'm speaking truth from the heart of God in this moment. I see that this topic is taking me a little longer than I expected, so I'm gonna have to split it into two. So stay in tune for the next episode, which is gonna be just as powerful and a continuation of what we've laid the foundation for. But I wanna leave you with this question. Now that you know that your words have power, what will you do differently? So let me pray for you and declare the powerful word of God over your life. Father God, I thank you for everyone listening to this teaching right now. Thank you for giving us revelation of the power of the tongue, the power our words have to create and destroy. I cancel any words, declarations, or decrees that have been spoken over our lives in ignorance or in emotion right now in Jesus' name. As in John 6:63, I declare that our words have life, and I declare your words upon our tongue. As in 1 Peter 4:14, I declare that we are carriers of your glory. We are temples of the living Spirit of God. And as in Romans 10:17, I decree and declare faith over everyone listening and ask for the Holy Spirit to guide us in truth and understanding as we read the Bible, which is the Word of God. And as it states in Romans 12:2, let us not be conformed to this world, but be transformed, Lord, by the renewal of our mind as we read your word and understand your will. I declare that we shall be effective legislators of your will and power here on earth. May your kingdom come and be established as it is in heaven, and let us use our God-given keys, our words, to open doors that no man can shut. I declare open doors for the will of God to come to pass in each of our lives, for blessings, for health, peace, joy, and all the fruits of the Holy Spirit, and for fitness in our spirit, souls, and bodies. Show yourself mighty in each person listening right now, and let us receive more of you. Give us strength and wisdom to guard our mouths and take care of what we say about ourselves and about others. Let us see ourselves, Lord, as you see us, as wonderful masterpieces, as works of art, valuable in every way, and with unconditional love. All the glory, all the honor, and all the praise is yours, Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. May God bless you greatly, and I will see you in the next episode. If you have been blessed by this podcast, please provide a rating and a comment and take advantage of the additional free resources such as the I Am Fit and Free Facebook group. It's private and it's amazing. Also, the I Am Fit and Free website. I would also love to keep you close, so come check out my YouTube channel, Instagram, TikTok, and I also have a link tree that just keeps all these things together.